We are in worship this morning, and it has been a blessing to my soul. And I just really appreciate you guys here at Mimosa Lane for allowing my wife and children and I to be here, and for putting up with Rocky as you put up with me when he puts me up to preach. Amen. I know that is no easy task. I just want you to know, by way of preaching this morning, there we're going to dismiss with all the formalities. Amen. There will be no Hegelian methodology. I know you were just reading about that this morning, weren't you? Right? We will not be using his thesis and antithesis followed by a relevant question producing a synthesis in the homiletical process. We won't be doing that. Amen. And we certainly won't be using Eugene Lowry's methodology of creating disequilibrium. I know you were just talking about that on the way to church this morning as you were drinking coffee. Yeah, I want to see what kind of disequilibrium Al comes up with. No, we're not going to do any of that. No, we're not going to do any of that, right? But there's a reason, and there's a method to my madness. We had a challenging week. We are blessed to be back in the good old USA. Amen? No place like home. We were in, 8 days ago, I was in England, in the city of Liverpool, on study leave. That's why I was asking about the microphone, because I still can't quite hear, you know, from being on that plane. And then we had a challenge when I flew back, because I flew back on 9/11. And, you know, that was a bit of a challenge there. And everything was fine in Europe. And when we got back to the U.S., the security was really, really tight. And the Lord is good. He allowed us to arrive safely without accident or incident. And so we're grateful for that. But some of you may have heard, and others may not, but this past Wednesday morning, I went to the barbershop and was coming back home to change clothes so I could meet with our music pastor, Randall, and have lunch, you know. And I opened the door, and then to my chagrin, I discovered the TV wasn't in its place. I said, that's kind of strange. And then I went to the bedroom, and they had taken all of the dressers out of the drawers out of our dresser, and just ransacked and overturned everything. They took the TVs and my wife's computer and my computer, you know. And the really strange thing about it is my wife left at 9 o'clock that morning. I left at 8 to drop my brother-in-law off and to run some errands and get a haircut. I doubled back at 11 o'clock, and they had broken into the house. So between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., apparently they were watching our house to see what our goings and comings would be. And it was just strange how somebody could be that conniving. I share that with you today to put today's message in context. And that is the context of hope. We all need hope, don't we? And that young man, or those young people, or whoever those people are who committed that crime, they need the Lord. Clearly, they need the Lord. And so I recognize that I'm not the only person who comes to worship this morning with challenges, have fallen into. Oh, no. Even if they fall into them and you fall into them, God is able to give you grace to recover. But you don't want to go through that. You want to put your hope and your trust in the Lord. There is a blessing in doing God's will. God's way. Amen. I know what you're thinking. Al, you're old, outdated, and overrated. See, you didn't know I could rhyme, did you? Yeah, that's what you're thinking. But I'm telling you, there's nothing new under the sun. The same traps that you're facing right now are the ones that we faced when we were your age. And the only way we made it through was by putting our hope and trust in the Lord Jesus. Please don't get angry with me. I watched the VMAs with my children. I know I'm a preacher and I'm not supposed to watch the VMAs, right? But I have a personal philosophy. I like to watch TV with my children. That way I know what they're watching. And they can know how I feel about what they're watching. Amen. And as you can imagine, we have some stirring, I won't say arguments. What is the politically correct term? Oh, yes. Exchanges of information. Amen. And you know what? Those people on TV, on the VMAs, they may look like they're having the time of their lives. But let me tell you something. If you go behind the scenes, it's not what it looks like. All music is not bad. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, fill your heart and fill your soul with godly music. The music that you listen to, is it the kind of music that gives you ungodly counsel? Or is it the kind of music that encourages you to walk with the Lord and be a person of dignity, a person of grace, and a person of honor? Go with me, please. Go to Psalm 27. One of my favorites. The Bible says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" I feel like preaching now. "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living." Verse 14, I love this verse. "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 1 was a psalm that gives us hope for those of us who are attempting to live a godly life, attempting to live a holy life. It tells us that there is a blessing in walking in purity. There is a blessing and walking in holiness. Psalm 27 gives us hope in relationship to our enemies. Young people, let me share something with you. I was lied to when I was a child. Perhaps you've heard this lie. I don't tell this lie to my children. And I hope you all don't tell this to yours. See, when I was a child, in the first, second, third grade, I was told, "If you don't bother nobody," you know that lie. "If you don't bother nobody else, ain't nobody gonna bother you." That's a lie. As my Uncle Peter would say, who's dead now, he would say, "Just as sure as you have two holes in your nose," you do have two holes in your nostrils, do you not? "Just as sure as you have two holes in your nose, somebody is going to try you." David understood that in Psalm 27. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There's always, always somebody out there who's filled with the spirit of Satan, who's going to try you. But you have to make up your mind that you're not going to lose your temper. You're not going to lose your dignity. You're going to put your hope and trust in the Lord. Just because the other person is shaking her head and doing all that, don't you start shaking your head. You be a person of dignity. You put your trust in the Lord. Amen. Now, if they touch you, hurt them. Okay, you didn't hear that from me. You didn't hear that from me. No. It's a good thing for those criminals that I wasn't there when they broke in my house. Amen. Because I don't mind telling you, they would have needed the Lord. You know what I'm talking about. That's right. But Psalm 27 provides hope in relation to those who come up against us. Put your trust in the Lord. Just because you become a meek person doesn't make you a weak person. The stronger person is always the person who can maintain self-control. I know what you're thinking. Al, that really sounds old school. Well, you found me out. That's right. The stronger person is always the person who maintains self-control. And can I share something with you? You don't have anything to prove to anybody except the Lord Jesus. When I was a teenager, I used to think I had to prove to people I could whoop them. That was stupid. That was really, really dumb. But at the time, you couldn't have told me that. That's just how I felt. But David says right here, he says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. Listen, be confident in the Lord. Don't put confidence in yourself that you can handle it. No, put confidence in the Lord. This passage right here gives us hope against our enemies. I was on that plane on Saturday coming back from Europe. I said, Lord, I know you're God and you control everything. But I'm asking that you watch over this plane, and not only this one, but the planes all over the world. Put your hope and your confidence in the Lord. Let him decide what goes on in your life. I guarantee you'll be better off for it. Go to Psalm 37, please. Love this one right here. Verse 1. Love this one. Fret not thyself. To fret means to get angry and hot. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. This psalm right here, I like this psalm because it shows me I don't have to keep up with the Joneses. Rest in the Lord. Yeah, if you play football, get out there on the football field and work hard, but rest in the Lord. If you're a cheerleader, that's good. Get everything you got when you get out there. But rest in the Lord. You don't have to be the it girl. You don't have to be the most popular guy in the high school. You don't have to be the man on the job. You don't have to be the go-to person at work. Rest in the Lord. Give God your best. Find joy in His presence. Because I'm going to tell you a secret. That job will let you down. If you're working hard for those people at that job, I guarantee you they'll take you for granted. But the Lord sees it. He knows it. He understands what you're doing. He knows your heart. Yes, I know it takes a lot of energy to get up and go to work. And work 12, 13, 14 hours a day and then turn around and do it all over again. But do it for the Lord if you're going to do it. Because I guarantee you that little paycheck you get, when you look at it, you say, I worked so hard and this is all I get. No, do it for the Lord. Rest in Him. That's where our hope lies. It doesn't lie in these things and these situations, these titles and all that good stuff. No. We want to rest in the Lord. Can I show you my favorite song? My favorite song. Let's go to my favorite one. Psalm 91. This is my favorite. It is an anonymous song. We don't know who wrote it. But my personal conviction is that it was not written by David, it was written by Moses. I don't know. That's just conjecture. There is a tradition in the Jewish community that if a psalm does not have an author, then you go to the psalm before that psalm. And we know Psalm 90 was written by Moses. So according to Jewish tradition, some believe that Psalm 91 was written by Moses. We don't know. But listen to the words. It says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Here it is. I love this part right here. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. This right here, my brothers and my sisters, is a psalm of protection. The writer of this psalm knew the Lord. 1,000 may fall on one side and 10,000 may fall at your right hand. But guess what? Because you put your trust in the Lord, He's going to take care of you. They could have took everything literally out of my house on Wednesday. It wouldn't have been pretty. But I know the Lord is going to be with me and my family. He's got a plan and a purpose. And can I let you in on a secret? He doesn't have to tell me what His plan or His purpose was. See, when you put your trust in the Lord, you don't have to ask why all the time. God, why did these people break into my house? Well, because we live in a Genesis chapter 3 world. That's why. Why did these people do this horrible thing? Because God allows the rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. He allows the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. That's the reality of living in this world. And that's why we ought to anxiously look forward to the day when Jesus will set up His kingdom on earth. Because when He sets up His kingdom on earth, ain't going to be no breaking in nobody's house when He sets up His kingdom. Because my Bible tells me that the lion will lay down with the lamb. It tells me that it's going to be so peaceful and so awesome. Dare I say, it's going to be all that. Can I use that expression? Right? It's going to be so awesome that even little children will play with serpents. That's why we want to put our trust in the Lord. Got to get this one. Go to Psalm 51. Come on, got to get this one. I hope this blesses you, because this is blessing me this morning. I don't want to take up my, I want to abuse my time here. Let me see how this is going here. Oh. Verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. This psalm is a psalm of confession. David had done some horrible things. Perhaps you're here today, and you've done some horrible things between last night and this morning. But I got good news for you. There's hope. All of your sins can be washed away in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I know what you're thinking, Al. You telling me that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life? Jesus is the only way to God. How do you know that he's the only way? Well, let me ask you this question. Can I ask you a question? Since you want to ask me all the questions, let me ask you something. Who else could it be? Who else could it be? It can't be nobody but Jesus. He's the only one that's able. He died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and 3 days later, he was raised up from the dead. With all power in his hand. You know what that means, don't you? He ain't missing nothing. That's where my hope is. My prayer this morning is that your hope is in the same place. God is an awesome God. Thank you all so much for allowing us to be here. Rocky, you're a wonderful pastor. Wonderful pastor, man. Wonderful pastor. Just love you so much. God is awesome. God bless you all.